Okay, darling,
guys,
take off your shoes.
Ready.
Meet the Smith Johnstons.
Hi. Hello.
As a busy family, they know all about flexibility.
Things are often
fluid.
Unlike their bank, which didn't offer ways to help them pay off their home loan sooner.
Go figure.
Yep.
So go they did to Macquarie Bank, who believe good borrowers should be rewarded with flexible home loans.
Yeah, not to mention a better rate,
lower fees,
great online experience.
If your home loan can't change, consider changing your home loan. Search Macquarie Home Loans or call your broker and say,
"I bank with Macquarie."
Lending criteria, fees, and T's and C's apply.
Talking Automotive with VACC CEO Jeff Quillam. Jeff, hello to you.
Dennis, good evening.
I'm just wondering, when I was driving up the highway tonight, are the petrol companies doing it pretty tough given that everyone's in lockdown and the vehicles are not moving around as much?
Yeah, they are, Dennis. It's a real problem. So whilst people have views about, you know, peaking fuel prices, If people just bought fuel at petrol stations, those fuel retailers wouldn't be able to operate. It's really, they need you to go into the store, they need you to buy a Mars bar and a newspaper and a loaf of bread. Now, at times, petrol prices are higher, and there's a view that, you know, that there's a whole lot of money being made, but often the margin on petrol is so lean for the other parts of the year that they would just go broke if they sold it at the low point. So yeah, they are doing it tough, and because there's hardly, you know, comparatively any movement of vehicles around, they're just not shifting the bulk fuel. It's a real challenge for them.
96900693, if you want to be part of the conversation with CEO of the VACC, Jeff Quillam. Jeff, are people? I've got a mate works in the radio industry, and I've got a feeling. I know he's about to swap cars, but he won't tell me what he's swapping to. And I've just got a feeling he's either going hybrid or electric.
Okay. Well, one of the challenges, Dennis, is that when people talk about hybrid and electric, often people think that we're talking about the same thing, or they don't really understand there's a couple of different hybrid type vehicles there. So if we think around things like the RAV4, that is a, if you like, what we initially understood as a hybrid vehicle. You couldn't plug them anywhere, but they had a battery in it and a small battery. This isn't the battery you use to start your car. It's a battery that's got energy to drive the car in it, and it's got an engine, a petrol engine, you know, an internal combustion engine. In these vehicles, often the engine is still doing a fair bit of work, but what it does, when you put the brakes on, the energy in the motor, as the motor is slowing down, gets pushed back into the battery. It's called regenerative braking, and you end up collecting a whole lot of energy, really not from the brake pads, you know, on the rotors that are around your wheels, but from the electric motor, not going in reverse, but typically having energy going backwards through that motor, and that powers the battery up. In this hybrid type vehicle, the battery is normally used when you want to take off quickly. That's when you use most of the energy in your car. You can't plug them anywhere though, and this was really the early hybrids that came through. It's got a petrol engine, it's got a battery in it, and you can see normally on the counter, on the dash, you can see the energy being transferred back into the battery. That's a classic hybrid electric vehicle. Then we got plug-in hybrids. And what that did, it said, well, you can still have an engine in this hybrid, but we'll give you a bigger battery to collect energy, again, from regenerative braking, but also you can plug this battery in at home, or you can plug it in at a charging station. Extremely popular. And really the highest if we called them electric vehicles, in the electric vehicle range, the highest selling range at the moment. I'm just looking down here at my figures. Where are we going here? So if I look in here in hybrids, 48,000 hybrids sold to date in August this year.
And it's the next step for most people, isn't it?
It's the next step
where you feel secure that you've got both things working for you as you're heading towards or trying to embrace new technology.
Look, Dennis, you're right. So if people started with a standard hybrid that you can plug in, and then they went to a plug-in hybrid and they're feeling confident about charging, the thing is with the plug-in hybrids as well, with a lot of them, you can actually dedicate them to fuel all the battery. So you can actually just run on petrol. But of course, if you really want to use it economically, you leave it open so it's running on both. And great, because they can get you out of a lot of trouble. And you're right, Dennis, a lot of people see these as their stepping stone from an internal combustion engine, whether it's petrol or diesel, into an electric vehicle. And then, of course, we move into battery electric vehicles, BEVs, or zero emission vehicles. The other two vehicles, by the way, are not zero emission vehicles because they still have engines in them, as well as a motor and a battery to collect the energy. But a pure electric vehicle is a zero emission vehicle, and that's more classically what you're seeing coming through now. Still expensive in Australia, and I think that's really part of the hesitation, even though there's a $3,000, you know, sort of a payback bonus, and that's good for people that need that. But I think the pricing on the hybrids is very good, Dennis. The move to a battery electric at the moment is still a relatively expensive thing to do. But the battery electric vehicle, of course, doesn't have any emissions except, and this goes for all three of them, and it's something that's often left out of the discussion. Depending on where you get the electricity from, if you plug in your plug-in hybrid or if you plug in your electric vehicle. So in my view, it's only truly zero emissions if you know that you're plugging into a green power or power created from hydrogen.
One other question. I'd love to hear from people if they've taken that first step or they're thinking about it, going towards hybrid, or do you want to go full electric? Is it true, just quickly, is it true there's a 30K electric vehicle on the way?
There is. Well, Volkswagen, you know, I came across the material earlier in the week, Dennis, and Volkswagen have got this little thing called an ID2. And now they're talking 2025, which in today's money is probably 2024. But I have no doubt whatsoever in the next couple of years there will be $30,000 electric vehicles here in Australia. I have no shadow of a doubt that's going to happen.
Love to hear from people too about petrol prices in your area. Has anyone, if you've got a cheap spot, we'd love cheap, 96900693, and are prices going through the roof in your part of Victoria or southern New South Wales, metropolitan Melbourne, wherever you happen to be listening? It is 8 to 10, your calls with Jeff Gwillim after these. 5 to 10. Hello, Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Dennis. Gary from Berwick. Oh, you often write to you, but I don't call very often. I was wondering whether there's any development with hydrogen vehicles.
Jeff?
Yeah, Gary, there is. Year-to-date sales in Australia, they were very low. There's 35 vehicles. Most of those were bought in Canberra. I think the ACT government bought 19 of them. Look, hydrogen's a beautiful thing because but certainly if you can create it with green energy. And hydrogen cars are effectively electric cars with a fuel cell that, you know, converts the hydrogen into electricity, some of the elements in the hydrogen to electricity. One of the challenges with hydrogen, though, is you need more electricity at the moment. You need more heat to get to convert the hydrogen than you do getting the actual amount of energy that you get out of it. So there's a huge amount of work going into green hydrogen, which means that you actually generate hydrogen by using clean power, what they call pump hydro. But I would say in the next 5 to 10 years, hydrogen will be very big, particularly in heavy vehicles and ultimately in light vehicles as well.
Gary, thank you very much for your call. My mate, Jeff, has confessed.
Yeah.
He's bought a Kia EV6 GT.
Nice.
A 510K range. This is how it's all developing.
Yeah, nice.
Ultra fast charging. I'm just looking at the Kia page here now. 4.5 minutes for 100Ks and 3.5 seconds, 0 to 100. Whoa.
That's very fast.
Beautiful. Isn't that? That is brilliant, but he's got to wait a while for it.
Yeah, well, as we know, we've had trouble with microprocessors and some of the technology, it's slowed down because we stopped making cars for a while around the world and we're trying to catch up, and getting microprocessors is proving a bit challenging. But, you know, the stuff is going to come through, but you've got to wait a little bit for some of it.
Jeff, it is going to start to happen. I was talking to someone whose dad is a Volvo driver. He's still toing and froing about whether to stick. He's been with them for 10 or 12 years or something, but not sure about the full conversion to electric.
The Volvo Electric is a beautiful car. Very smart advertising. You know, I don't know if you've seen it. There's a big sort of a big lump of ice and the thing's falling off the front of it. But they the design of their cars, they were an early adopter of electric vehicles. Of course, they're selling a lot of them in Europe. There are a lot of incentives to buy electric vehicles in Europe. I think electric Volvos are very nice electric vehicles. Most electric vehicles are. They're very clean. They're uncluttered. If you can afford an electric Volvo, go and buy one.
Cheap petrol, thank you to Steve, who's sent a text 0477 693 693. Make a note of that. Darabin Road, Station Street, 137.5. That's at the Shell at Fairfield. So that's a good price at the moment.
Yeah. There are some things around that help people. They can go on the fuel watch and all sorts of things to see where the fuel prices are.
Not only that, they can hear more of you, Jeff Gwillim. Have a listen to The Grill, GRILLE, Auto Industry Podcast with Greg Russ, Shane Jacobson, and the VACC CEO, Jeff Gwillim. Search The Grill, where all good podcasts are available. Talk to you next Monday.
Thanks, Dennis.
Good on you.
Bye-bye.
Are you over 60, home and contents claims-free for the last 3 years, and looking for a better deal? Buy new home and contents insurance with Apia and you could receive $100 off for the first year. With a little extra savings, you can do a little more of what you love. Talk to us today on 13 50 50. Apia. Get set. Go. T&Cs apply. Offer ends 30 September 2021. Not available online. Apia is an authorised representative of the insurer AAI Limited. Before buying this insurance, read the PDS. Call for a copy.